How to generate leads for financial advisors without cold calling. That's what you wanted to discover, and that's what I'm sharing with you today on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo, and this is the show that takes you inside business strategy. We share all the insider business secrets with you, and today we're talking about how to generate leads without cold calling. Think about it. You want to get leads as a financial advisor, and you want to get leads as a financial advisor without cold calling. So what can you do? Well, I'm going to give you five things you can do, five steps you can follow to get leads without cold calling. And then at the end of our time together, I'm going to share a double secret, a super secret step with you that most financial advisors have never heard of. None of them have ever implemented it. You want a competitive advantage. You got to wait until the end of this video because that sixth step is a huge competitive advantage for you. And I'm going to share it with you at the end of our time together today. All right, let's dive right into the content. The first way that you can generate leads as a financial advisor without ever cold calling is by becoming famous in a niche market or a geographic area. So I've worked with financial advisors all over the United States. And one of the first things we do when we work together in a one-on-one coaching relationship is I look for a niche market that they can dominate quickly. One of the areas that I've found that works really well is for a financial advisor to go after a specific occupational group. So in Florida and in New York, the pension program for public sector employees like firefighters, police officers, sanitation workers is very good. But there's a special provision in those pension contracts that states that if the officer or the city employee retires and they end up taking their pension up front, the spouse can't get survivor benefits. There's some advantages and disadvantages to doing that, but the key to navigating these waters is getting specific insurance products that really help offset the spouse benefits and then taking the whole pension up front. So a financial advisor who counsels public sector employees can sell a lot of insurance policies and help those employees take more money out of their pension and still have coverage for their spouse in case they pass away. This is a specific niche audience, city employees or public sector employees, and it works in these two jurisdictions, in Florida and New York. I'm sure it works in other jurisdictions all over the country. But a new financial advisor can focus on city employees and go to meetings of police officers unions, firefighters unions, sanitation workers unions. The city themselves will even invite these people in to give talks to groups of people so that they can help them with their financial planning. And because of the nature of how most financial advisors are compensated, it doesn't cost them anything. The financial advisor gets paid on the commission of the products he sells, or they get paid on the management of the portfolio. So step number one, become famous in a niche or in a geographic area and dominate that niche market. So here in Miami, for example, there's a financial advisor who dominates city employees. He gets referrals every single day from city employees because he focuses on them, and that's his niche market. You can also use this in a specific geography. So you could go around your entire neighborhood, let everybody know that you're the financial advisor they have in the family. Because you're in the neighborhood, you'd be happy to look at their portfolio for free and give them tips or guidance or advice. Becoming famous in a niche market for what you do is a huge advantage, and it can help you generate leads as a financial advisor without cold calling. The second step you should implement immediately is educational seminars for your referral sources. So if you get a lot of business from CPAs, you should have a financial advisor session every month for CPAs. Now, you can do this as a webinar, you can do it in person, you can do it a combination of both. You should be educating your referral sources as frequently as possible. Why? Because an educated referral source is someone who can speak the language you need them to speak in order to get the client to you. So educating your referral sources is a great step toward getting more referrals. Give them the guidance they need, and they will happily deliver referrals to your doorstep. The third thing you should be doing to generate leads as a financial advisor without cold calling is a weekly email newsletter. Now, I know you have regulatory issues and you have compliance issues that you have to navigate. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down the 50 most frequently asked questions you receive as a financial advisor. And then I want you to answer those questions, and I want you to send the questions and the answers to your compliance people. This is your weekly newsletter. You got 52 questions, 52 answers. Compliance has approved it. They blessed it. You get your marketing team to put it on your letterhead with your logo, and then you email it out to everyone in your database once a week. It's that simple. Answer some questions that people have on a regular basis. Now, here's what will happen. 10 to 20% of the people in your audience are going to open the email and read them at any given time. But that 10 to 20% will pass it along. They'll call you when they have questions, and they'll end up becoming clients. The way to think about it is if you get just 2 clients a month from this weekly email newsletter, that's 24 new clients a year from a newsletter you've set up at the beginning of the year and then forgot about. It's a no-brainer. Do this now. All right, step number 4 is to offer all of your clients an annual goals session. So you're a financial advisor. You call your clients and you say, once a year, I'd like to get together with you and I'd like to discuss your goals. If your goals have changed since we did your plan, we'll update your plan and we'll make adjustments accordingly. This is a great time to get additional products or additional services in front of your existing clients. This is a great time to increase the depth of wallet, to increase the amount of spending your current clients do. It's a fantastic way for you to continue to bond and build a relationship with those clients, and it's also a way to ask for referrals. So you go in, you do the goals meeting. It takes about 15 minutes. You talk about any life events or changes in the current client's life. They don't need any additional services right now. You sit back and you say, Mr. Client, let me ask you something. Are you happy with the work we do together? They're going to say, yes, of course. Then you say to them, do me a favor. Can you give me the names of a couple of people you know who may benefit from my services? I mean, I don't advertise or anything. I live and die by the referrals my clients give me. Can you think of a couple of people you can introduce me to? If you do this with every client, let's say you only have 50 clients, and every client gives you 2 names, and one of those 2 people takes you up on the offer to meet afterwards, you got 50 new meetings from doing nothing other than sitting down with your clients, reviewing their goals, and asking for a referral. And by the way, in that goals session, your clients may add additional products or services, so you're gonna make additional money anyway. A goals session is a no-brainer. If you're in a slump or you're just getting started and you have 2 or 3 clients, do the goals session with the 2 or 3 clients. If you're in a slump, do goals sessions with all of your clients right now and watch how the referrals come streaming in. Okay, the 5th step and the thing that you should be doing already, and you're probably doing this already, take a high profile at your kid's school or at your local church. You have to be the person who gets up and does the readings in church. You have to be the person who's the president of the PTO. You have to be the person who runs the school dances for your kids. Why? If you take a high profile in social activities, people are going to ask what you do. And when they ask what you do, they're going to start to trust you. And when they start to trust you, they'll ask for your advice. When they ask for your advice, you're making money as a financial advisor without cold calling. Take a high profile in your social activities. You'll be glad you did. Now, I promised you 5 steps to generating leads for financial advisors without cold calling. Then I promised you a 6th step that was going to be a great shortcut, make things really easy for you. And we're at that point in the video. So the 6th step is to set up a system that delivers leads to you. This is passive referrals, passive income. It's what I call relationship revenue. And you don't have to do anything. You don't even need to create your own system. I've got a system for you. Scroll down to the description of this video. You'll see there some text that says, free gift from Dave, free gift from Dave. Below that text is a website, revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. Go to that website, enter your contact info right now. You're a financial advisor. I love financial advisors. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com. Enter your info. You can download my system for drawing leads to you like a magnet. At the back of this booklet, it's a 20-page booklet, there's a questionnaire. Fill it out. It will allow you to customize the system for you. This system works like magic. It attracts clients to you. It's relationship revenue, revenueroadmapguide.com. Download your free gift right now. And as if that's not enough, there's another video coming right at you to help you generate leads without cold calling. Scroll down, watch the next video right now.